And now let's listen to Two Writers Under a Deadline.
How shall we proceed in our illustrious endeavors, Joseph?
Huh?
Where shall we proceed from here?
Oh, we're writing chapter 3, Cornelius, remember?
Ah, yes, chapter 3.
Good grief.
Yes, yes, rather jolly good. It is the reintroduction of...
Lord Sebastian de Villanges, avant-garde space ranger and world-renowned musician, singer, sculptor, painter, model, dancer, crafter, and composer. Commendable successor to beloved innovatory artists, and an imminent canonized tribute and acknowledgement of my flawlessness and gilded splendor. I am a gifted and above-average masterpiece of urbane masculine beauty, walking in through the outdoor, defying the confines and convictions of societal norms. My award-winning and acclaimed methodology is absolute bull!
To write here in the comfort of home is vastly superior to being ensconced in a 9-to-5 windowless office. Yet the fresh air and change of scenery appear to have the opposite effect on you, Joseph.
Sorry, Cornelius. Deadline jitters.
Jitters. Being a writer can be a beautiful blessing and a beastly burden, especially in our genre. Remember, remain calm, cool, and collected. Lord and lady, did you hear that?
Duh, have arrived, Joseph.
Pete's sake, Corny, there's no need to hide under the table.
Yes, there is.
Lord, give me patience. He calls me oversensitive. Olivia, come in.
Hey, Joe. And hi, Cornelius.
Dear brother of heart, I yearn for your idyllic ignorance. I must educate you on the truth.
They are out there, hiding behind human facades, chameleoidic tricksters and vixens. They can be anyone and anything at any time. Before you can fight it, before you realize their true colors, they have ensnared you in their web. They are ageless beings with clever minds, more brilliant and heightened than ours. They search among our kind for compatible creatures to take back to their planet. And your picture's on a milk carton, missing and never to be found again, lonesome and isolated from the life you once knew, a stranger to strange land, then when you least expect it. Oh, greetings, Olivia. You look ravishing today.
Hello, Cornelius. You must take better care of yourself.
The alien attack is coming soon. Do you realize that, Olivia? You must hide. I will keep you safe.
Aliens?
Yes.
In disguise?
Yes.
And they're out to get us?
Yes, yes, yes!
Bull! You need to calm down. Here, drink this. Poor fella. All these talks and dreams about alien life forms, they're getting to him. It doesn't help that we're writing the prequel to The Space Ranger and the Alien Pirate Queen. He's been racking his poor brains for days on end trying to find the perfect ending to the trilogy. He needs a vacation.
Here, here. I volunteer for this committee.
See, Cornelius, our conscientious colleague concurs. You are outnumbered 2-to-1.
Yes. Brilliant. I have always wanted to ensconce myself in Scotland Yard and Budapest. Perhaps even a retreat to the Bermuda Triangle will be just what the doctor ordered.
Maddening goofball.
Why, thank you.
Oh,
perhaps a sojourn afterwards to Africa. Yes, I've always wanted to explore Zimbabwe. Did I ever tell you my first trip to Africa?
Yes, yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, Cornelius, we love your stories, though.
Oh.
Come on, Corny, smile, relax. Soon you'll be out of here, on your way to repose and respite. Goodbye, Smithville, USA. Hello, adventure.
But the deadline.
I have it covered.
But we have
consider
to...
Consider it done, Joe. I'll make the reservations myself. Just call me your girl Friday.
Excellent. I have one condition. I would prefer that you had a more permanent role in this exotic adventure, especially if it is our... honeymoon.
What?
I love you, Olivia.
Olivia Clementine. Has a nice ring to it.
Crazy kids. Whoa, would you look at that? Such a lovely day outside. I think I'll go eat my lunch and enjoy the sunshine and nature. And the gentle afternoon breezes.
Yes, my sweet nervous Nelly. I adore and value your quirks and idiosyncrasies, warts and all. You are my compatible friend, love of my life. We complete and complement each other. I love your overgrown handlebar mustache, your seersucker suits and unmatched shoes, your adventurous stories and inquisitive human nature, and your generously big-hearted soul and cutely crooked teeth when you smile, funny face.
Since I have known you, 3 years, 5 days, 3 hours and 12 seconds, I have been in love with you. I was not sure how you felt about me, but I could no longer live life without knowing one way or another. I have never felt this brave or happy before. You are my heart and my soul.
Hush, beloved. Not another flowery or fancy word. Go to sleep, and when you awake, all will be explained. You have my word. There you go. Hush. Rest now. We will be home soon.
Home. You are my home.
Correct, sweetheart. Home, sweet home. Here is the perfect ending you have been searching for all your human life. You will never be lonely, sad, forgotten, or isolated again. I will make sure of that.
Imagine this, an alien in love with a human. What magnificent stories we will tell our children, grandchildren, and so on. That is correct, beloved. On the planet Cloud Vanukana, you will never grow old, never fade away, and never be frightened again. You will always be protected and cherished among us. I swear it on my third